Today is Thursday, November 11th. What to know about a surprise joint announcement from the U.S. and China, and new data about inflation in the U.S., what President Biden has to say about it now. Also, what's happening for the first time in 100 years in honor of Veterans Day. Plus, why the government says Uber violated the Americans with Disabilities Act. What to expect from the single biggest online shopping day in the world today. And who won the title of this year's People's Sexiest Man Alive. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The leaders of the U.S. and China put aside their differences this week and together promised to do more to rein in climate change. Now, this is a big deal since the U.S. and China are the world's top emitters of greenhouse gases. And it was a bit of a surprise, too. U.S. climate envoy John Kerry and his Chinese counterpart issued an unusual joint statement promising to work together to lower emissions and meet the goals of the 2015 Paris Agreement. Now, this means both countries will be sharing technology that could help limit global warming. China also agreed for the first time to crack down on methane leaks, something the U.S. also promised last week. And China said it would cut down on coal. But some experts say these announcements don't go nearly far enough, while others say it's a step in the right direction. Some analysts also say this is a good step toward healing the tensions between the U.S. and China. Remember, the nations have clashed recently on things like cybersecurity, human rights, trade, and more. But on climate change, they seem to have found common ground at COP26. The climate conference continues for just two more days. If it seems like the price of just about everything is going up, that's because it is. Inflation is the highest it's been in more than 30 years. The Labor Department put out new data this week that shows the prices for goods and services went up about 1% last month, and those prices are more than 6% higher from the same time last year. That's the largest one-year increase since August of 1991. Overall, inflation has been linked to consumer demand. Basically, people spent less at the height of the pandemic, and then when people started shopping again, there was more demand than there was supply. And as you know, supply chain issues stemming from the pandemic and a shortage of workers have also played a part. For a while, some economists were hopeful inflation would just be temporary. But now top officials are taking notice. President Biden says addressing inflation is now a top priority for his administration. Some Republicans and moderate Democrats say this kind of inflation is why Congress should not pass more huge government spending packages. And President Biden acknowledged that COVID-19 relief measures could have something to do with inflation since people have more cash to spend, and that's keeping the demand for goods pretty high. But he says he's still confident that the supply problem will get better and that it's still good news that Americans have more money in the bank. To be continued. Tens of thousands of people who were impacted by contaminated water in Flint, Michigan, are finally getting some payback. A judge approved a $626 million deal to settle several lawsuits. This whole thing dates back to 2014. You might remember the state switched Flint's water source without telling people who lived there. It was meant to cut costs and was supposed to be temporary. But the water was not treated properly, and people ended up with water full of lead and bacteria. The tainted water was also blamed for a deadly outbreak of Legionnaire's disease. The state of Michigan is now paying most of this settlement. Still, the Flint saga is not over. Nine people, including the former governor, Rick Snyder, have been charged with crimes, and their cases are pending. Today is Veterans Day in the United States, and that means it's time to honor the men and women who have served in the U.S. military. This year, there will be wreath-laying ceremonies at memorials around the country, and some cities are celebrating with Veterans Day parades. As always, the largest one will be in New York City along Fifth Avenue in Manhattan. Meanwhile, people are getting a rare opportunity at Arlington National Cemetery just outside of Washington, D.C. For the first time in nearly a century, a sacred part of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier is open to the public. It was first dedicated on November 11, 1921, exactly 100 years ago today. It's been the final resting place for three unknown U.S. service members. But it's also served as a symbolic grave for any unidentified or unlocated American troops. And it's on hallowed ground. Usually, only presidents and foreign dignitaries are allowed to visit. But today, anyone can go and pay their respects. Later on the Newsworthy, we'll talk more about the history of Veterans Day, what's open and what's closed, and how vets can take advantage of discounts and freebies today. That's coming up in the Thing to Know Thursday segment in about 5 minutes. More news is just ahead, but first, a quick break to thank our sponsor. Health insurance and medical bills can be so stressful. High premiums, high deductibles, and a confusing process. But now you have a new option. CrowdHealth is not health insurance. It's a monthly subscription for a community of people looking for a better way to pay medical expenses. And for some, it can save hundreds of dollars every month. CrowdHealth is really for those health-conscious people who are not already getting insurance from an employer. The founder, Andy, started CrowdHealth after he had to write an $8,000 check for his daughter to get a procedure. He was already paying $1,200 a month for his family's health insurance. But now with CrowdHealth, he pays just $700 a month for his family and would only owe $500 for the same procedure. And right now, just for the Newsworthy listeners, you can get your first 6 months for just $99 per month. That's a savings of almost 50% versus their standard pricing. Just go to joincrowdhealth.com/99 to learn more and enter the code Newsworthy at sign up. That's joincrowdhealth.com/99 with the promo code Newsworthy. CrowdHealth is not health insurance. It's a community-powered alternative. Term and conditions may apply. 5 to 11-year-olds in the United States have only been able to get the COVID-19 vaccine for less than a week, and already the White House says nearly a million of them have gotten their first shots. Hundreds of thousands more have already made appointments, and the government says it has enough supply for all 28 million young kids who are eligible. But COVID-19 vaccines are not the only shots health experts are focused on right now. This week, the World Health Organization and CDC put out a report that says more than 22 million children around the globe missed their first measles vaccine last year. That's the largest increase in two decades. And the health experts say that means the world faces a higher risk of measles outbreaks. They think the issue could be people did not want to take their kids into doctor's offices at the height of the pandemic. Plus, in 23 countries, vaccination campaigns were postponed. But now they're urging parents to get their kids caught up. Measles is one of the most contagious viruses in the world, and it can be deadly. But the WHO and CDC say it's almost entirely preventable through the two vaccine doses. The Justice Department is suing Uber, accusing the ride-sharing company of overcharging passengers with disabilities. It all goes back to a change in policy Uber made in 2016. It said drivers could charge wait time fees if passengers were taking more than 2 minutes to get in the car. The Justice Department says this unfairly targeted passengers with disabilities who may not be able to move as quickly, and that it violates the Americans with Disabilities Act. So the DOJ says Uber should change its policy and repay passengers who were unfairly charged. Uber called the lawsuit surprising and disappointing, saying the company was already in talks with the DOJ about these concerns. Uber added that its policies do not violate the ADA and that a change just last week means wait fees are automatically waived for riders who certify they have a disability. Electric vehicle maker Rivian made its Wall Street debut this week, and it ended up being America's biggest IPO since Facebook in 2012. Remember, IPO is short for initial public offering. On a basic level, it means the company started trading on a stock exchange, or in other words, it went from private to public ownership. Rivian priced its stock at $78 a share, and those prices went up another 37% later in the day. So it ended up raising nearly $12 billion on day one. As data provider Refinitiv says, that made Rivian the world's largest IPO of the year and the 12th largest listing of all time. It also means Rivian is more valuable than other American car makers like Ford and GM. So what's driving the hype? Well, electric vehicle stocks have been pretty hot lately. For example, a few weeks ago, Tesla became the first automaker to be worth more than $1 trillion. And Rivian looks to be in especially good shape right now, since it already made a deal to deliver 100,000 vehicles to Amazon by 2025. Still, Rivian is a pretty new company, and it hasn't started bringing in a lot of revenue just yet. So it's not clear exactly how long this investor excitement will last. Stay tuned. Today is what's known as Singles Day in China, which is the country's biggest online shopping day of the year. The unofficial holiday means just what it sounds like. Singles Day celebrates people who are not in relationships. And it's specifically today because of all the ones in the date, 11/11. The Chinese e-commerce site Alibaba created the holiday in 2009, and online retailers offer up big deals for the day. In fact, it's become a bigger online shopping day than Black Friday and Cyber Monday in the U.S. combined. But this year, Alibaba is toning down its celebrations in the face of China's tech crackdown. China has been pushing for its internet services to be fairer and focus on personal responsibility, at least publicly. So this year, the sales will have an emphasis on eco-friendly and sustainable items and deals. The biggest stars in country music came together in Nashville, Tennessee for the CMA Awards. Chris Stapleton was the biggest winner of the night. He took home awards for Single, Song, and Album of the Year, as well as Male Vocalist of the Year. The Female Vocalist of the Year award went to Carly Pearce. And Luke Combs was named Entertainer of the Year for the very first time. Other highlights of the night included Miranda Lambert singing a medley of her hits, Carrie Underwood and Jason Aldean performed a duet, and Jennifer Hudson gave a show-stopping performance with Chris Stapleton. We now know People Magazine's pick for this year's Sexiest Man Alive. It's actor Paul Rudd. People says they chose Rudd because of his green eyes, along with his humble and kind personality. He says both he and his wife are pretty surprised to find out he'd nabbed this year's top honor. But he says he now plans to lean into it hard and even get some business cards made. People's Sexiest Man Alive issue goes on sale this Friday. That's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday, all about Veterans Day. But first, a quick break for our sponsor, Rothy's. What better way to enjoy the fall season than with a pair of stylish, comfy new shoes? In fact, nothing says fall like soft, plush merino wool. For the third year in a row, Rothy's is launching an exclusive autumn collection featuring washable merino wool styles. Now, if you've been listening for a while, then you know my first pair of Rothy's shoes were merino wool, and I love them. I've continued to love and wear them and get compliments on them since I first got them a couple years ago. They are incredibly comfortable, cozy, and 100% machine washable. Plus, they come in a variety of colors, patterns, and styles. I got a really beautiful bright red color that are so fun to wear and always stand out. So I'm excited to check out their merino wool styles for this year. To help you welcome the fall season in style, Rothy's is doing something special. That's right, they gave us the chance to share this super rare opportunity with our listeners for a limited time. Right now, you can get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy. Head to rothys.com/newsworthy to find your new favorites today. Now back to Thing to Know Thursday. Today, Americans are thanking all those who have served in the U.S. Armed Forces. Unlike Memorial Day that honors fallen troops, this day is meant to celebrate everyone who's ever been in the U.S. military, whether in war or during peaceful times. Veterans Day is always on November 11th, no matter what day of the week it falls on. So why this day? Well, that's when World War I ended, back in 1918. The holiday was observed for the first time in 1919, and later Congress passed a resolution for it to become a national holiday in the 1930s. And because it's a federal holiday today, that means a lot of places are going to be closed. Most banks, federal offices, and courts will not be open today, and the Postal Service will not be delivering mail. That said, UPS and FedEx will still be working as usual. A lot of restaurants and businesses are staying open and are offering discounts and freebies to veterans today. For example, Applebee's, Buffalo Wild Wings, Chili's, and Olive Garden are offering free entrees from special Veterans Day menus. And Kohl's, Ray-Ban, Under Armour, and Target are offering discounts. You just need a military ID or VA card to take advantage. Well, thank you so much for listening and for sharing the show. And thank you to all the veterans and their families who are listening. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.